శ్రీరూపకదామయం దదాపి సపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీజితపదకమలం శ్రీగురన్వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సజీవం సావధూతం కలియన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ని సహవనా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ శ్రీకృష్ణపదనాసింధు దీనబంధుజగత్పతి గోపేశగోపికాకాంతరాధాకాంతనమస్తుతి తప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధేవృందావనేశ్వరీ మృగభానుసుదేవి ప్రణవానుసరిస్తు పంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీఅద్వైత గదాధర శివాచారి గో భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరి హరే రామ 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 హరి హరి. వి ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ నారద మునిస్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ టు వ్యాస్ టు మేక్ హిమ్ కరెక్ట్. Vyas did such a scholar be the Vyas. He is known as the topmost scholar in Vedic knowledge. Not only that, he has compiled so many books, literary achievement there is no comparison in the world. But still, he is not satisfied. And Narada Muni is instructing him that you should write exclusively on the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, hearing which there will be actual peace and prosperity all over. This is the secret. Without God consciousness or Krishna consciousness, there cannot be any peace in the world. So, we were discussing in our last meeting that if a person, by sentiment or by persuasion or by some material gain or somehow or other decides to accept the statement of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna. Krishna says that sarva dharmān parityajya mām ekam saraṇam. Ekam only unto me. He even does not say that there are many incarnations of Krishna, but he says, Mam Ekam. But this Ekam can be understood in this way, that when we speak Krishna, this term includes everything, Krishna, all attract. But we can capture everything in Krishna. Simply by, just like the same example that I repeatedly, that by supplying food in the stomach, you supply food to all the limbs of the body. you don't require. This is practical. Or pouring water on the root of the tree, you supply water to all the branches, leaves, everywhere. And we see every day, this is a practical example, simply, similarly, there must be something, central point of all this manifestation, that is Krishna. If we simply capture Krishna, then we capture everything. And the Vedas also says, Jasmin vijnate sarvadevam vijnatam bhavanti. We are searching after departmental knowledge, but if we simply understand Krishna, the central point, then you understand everything. You understand everything. Just like we sometimes speak with great scientists cannot speak. Why? Because we have captured the central point, Krishna. So, in the last great meeting, we discussed that even by sentiment, without understanding Krishna, simply by sentiment, all the boys and girls are dancing in Krishna, Krishna. So, let me also join this Krishna movement and dance. So he will derive the greatest benefit. Simply, everyone is engaged, busy, in his own occupation. Businessman, student, lawyer, engineer, politician, so many. But Nara says that if these people give up everything, the same instruction as Krishna says, give up everything, surrender to me. Nara says the same thing. That is the, significance that whatever God or Krishna says, his devotee also says the same thing. There is no difference. Therefore, it's called parampara. Devotee will not manufacture something, interpretation. It is against the vachana of Krishna. Then he is not devotee. That's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is playing the role of a devotee. So Krishna says that you surrender unto me, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says you surrender unto Krishna. So there is no difference between the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and teachings of Lord Krishna. The object is the same. So what we are doing? We are also asking people, chant Hare Krishna. Same thing. There is no difference. Therefore, one has to accept the real thing from the parampara system, serious devotee. That because a serious devotee will speak the same thing as Krishna says. There is no invention. So Narad Muni says, Narad Muni is in our previous Akash, disciple succession, from Brahma to Narad to Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva to others. So Narad Muni is instructing his disciple. The tattva sadharma, if somebody gives his occupational duty. Just that sometimes we are taken as some crazy fellows. We have no concern with any political movement or social movement. We are taken simply Krishna consciousness movement. So they may think that this is a society of crazy fellows. They have given up everything. Simply chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. But Narad Muni confirms this. first class. He said that if somebody giving up everything simply takes to Krishna, tatvasa dharmam, charanamujam hare. Charanamujam hare. He takes dependence. Now from this day, I shall simply turn to Krishna. I shall do nothing. So Narada Muni says, if somebody does like that, bhajan of hand, Sudarshan said that sadhanma tayena, nanu sadhanma tayena, bhajan paripatena jadi kitartho bhave, tada na padasi chinta. All right, this boy has taken to Krishna consciousness. It is very good. Let him do that. If he comes to the professional point of Krishna consciousness, it is very good. But, jadi puna rapakka eva mriyata. But, if he does not pursue Krishna consciousness rightly, naturally, and if he dies, because death is expected every moment. So, suppose we are prosecuting this Krishna consciousness, now death may come immediately, we all die. So Narada Muni gives us encouragement that even if the person proceeds one, either we die or sometimes we fall down, because Maya and Krishna are side by side. So it is all right. We are in Krishna consciousness. But if we fall down, Vasudeva, Tadas, Padamma, Prayagun, Nimitta, Anartha, then you have given up your all other duties. So, for giving up your duty, there must be some punishment. I don't mean in this world punishment. Just like according to Vedic system, there are Brahmins, Kshatriyas, for example, just like Krishna was advising Arjuna that you are Kshatriya. So if you die in this fight, then your heavenly door is open. Because according to Shastra, if a Kshatriya dies while fighting, and automatically he gets promotion in the heavenly planet. And if he goes away, he giving up the fighting, then he goes to hell. So similarly, if one does not discharge his duties, prescribed duties, then he falls down. Narada Muni says, even if he falls down, still there is no loss. Even if he falls down, there is no loss. Sadhanma tagnir anastha sadhiti asanka tatu bhajanat pate kasanchi brashe vietava jadi tathati bhakti rasikasya karvayam adhikarat. Even there is such chance that I may fall down, or I may not be mature, still Narada Muni is. There is no question of hesitation, access. Even if you think that you will not be able to pursue Krishna consciousness in full, it still be accepted. Rasa. Omnikrityatyaha vāsabdha katāk. Siddhartha Swami says that this word, bhajannako patittatu jadi vā. Ma means, what is that? Even if it falls down. Yatra pava nicha jonupi amusa bhakti jagasya avatra abhutki. Now suppose a Brahmin. A Brahmin, he has got so many duties. The Brahmin, he has to perform so many sacrifices, nitharmas, there are different sattva, sama, Samadhamma means ikhāsattva means suitfulness, Samadhamma means controlling the senses, Samadhamma means Sama means controlling sense, and sama means controlling the mind. Satta, sama, nama, pitika, tolerance. There are so many nice qualifications. So if a Brahmin does not discharge his duties, he says that he becomes a Shudra, or falls down. Dhala dhasta patanta dha. So Narada Muni says, suppose next life, the Brahmin falls down, he takes to Krishna consciousness, neither he executes the Brahminical duties, nor he could prosecute Krishna consciousness to perfection, still Narada Muni says, there is no law. There is no law. Jatprakava nisu jono biyam savakti avadrahu. Now, if the Brahmin, by not executing his prescribed duties, he becomes a Shudra. Next day, he takes birth in a Shudra family, or lower than Shudra family. So Brahmin says, what is the law there? Because Krishna consciousness is so nice that it will not leave the person just 1 second to Krishna consciousness. It will live high, even in that lower status of life. That's like, according to Hindu civilization, now in this country, boys and girls were taken to Krishna consciousness. Previous to this, they were meat eaters. There were so many things according to Brahminical religion. These are abominable countries. But see the practice. Even they were fallen in this abominable condition, somewhere or other. But because in their last life they had some advancement of Krishna consciousness, immediately they are taken. So those who are joining in this movement, in this country, they are supposed to be previously Krishna conscious. Somehow or other they could not execute Krishna consciousness in full. So although they are born in a country where there is no trace of Krishna consciousness, there is no amity, even purity of life is still there. So what is the loss? There's no law. That's only one point of that anywhere, Bhagavad Gita also comes from this, that one who has 1 second to Krishna consciousness, anywhere he is, in the next class, he'll again take it up. This is next. So now I'm going to state this point, that's good. Jatra kava vatra udam sukhi. There's no law. Because the seed, one saw, it will grow, it will grow. This example is given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Lord Chaitanya to Rupa Goswami. Bhakti Lata, the plant of bhakti is growing. Simply, we have to water it. Those who are begging for Krishna consciousness, they should not be satisfied that whatever they have done is nice, even like fall down, there's no. No. You have to execute as far as possible. But it is spoken, if by chance they fall down, there is no law. But we should not pray that should not be careless. So one gets tangled for it. It's like our program in this meeting now. A very nice program. From 4:30 in the morning till 10 o'clock. Very nice for them. So this program should be continued. Then there is no question of falling down. Simply executing this program. The next verse. Bhakti vasana sadbhava iti bhava avajadvishtu kevalam sadharmata kubha arte hapya Abhadatam. Now, one sees Krishna consciousness, everything. It is so nice that it will not let the person fall down. The blessed fall down. It will go simply. If it is set for the time being, That technique is for temporary technique. If you let him, come on. Don't lose this opportunity. Wow, if Krishna consciousness is simply metta, there is no question of more time. Bhakti Vasana Sadhbhava. Bhakti Vasana, this desire that I serve Krishna, this desire is sufficient to keep him intact. This very desire, Bhakti Sadhbhava, this desire will never die.
तस्व हेत प्रजते तपोविद न लभते जद समतापर्जित तल्लभते दुख वदन्न तत्सुख कालेन सत्र गवीर ननु सधर्म मात्रा कर्मणा पितृलोक स्थिते पितृलोक प्राप्ति फलम अस्तीव तत्राह तस्येति कोविदा विवेकी तस्व हेत तदत्तम यत्न तुझ्या तदुपरी ब्रह्मलोक पर्यंतम अवस्थावर पर्यंत भ्रामक भी जीवेन न लभते
कर्मकांड कर्मी में तो सो फॉलो स्ट्रिक्टली द राइचुअलिस्टिक सेरेमनीज एज इज इंडिकेटेड इन द वेदा दे आर कर्मी कर्म कर्म अकर्म एंड विकर्म There are three divisions of our activities. Generally, we say karmi, ordinary man who is working hard to earn some money and enjoy. Actually, they are not karmis. They are vikarmis. Real karmis, that's why a thief is stealing. That is also a kind of activity. It is not inactivity. We cannot say that this is bona fide activity. He is also planning, he is also making a plan how to steal, how to go upstairs of the house and then come down. So there is activity. But such kind of activity is not bona fide. Therefore, according to Shastra, it is called Vikarma. Vikarma means it is counter-activity. Activity means you have to work legally. That is activity. If you say that I am very much active in stealing, then that is not excuse. Then government will say, please stop your activity, you come into the prison. Yes. So sincerely, this kind of activity, sense gratification activity, they are not karmis, they are vikarmis. Because they are preparing their ground for the antabhogi visatam kamishram. By such activities, they are going to the darkest region of hell. Why? The adantabhogi, adanta means uncontrolled. And go means senses. Such activities impulsed by uncontrolled senses, they lead, such activities will lead him to the darkest region of hellish condition of life. The real activity means to elevate yourself. That's called karma. Karma, akarma, and vikarma. Vikarma means such activity which will lead you to the hellish condition of life. And karma means that activity which will promote you to the higher standard of life. And the higher planetary system where the standard of life is far greater than in this planet. So that is called karma. Therefore, generally, those who are fallen, the basic principles, they become active in the ritualistic sense. The idea is they will be promoted to higher planets and will be able to enjoy better sense benefits. Suppose a man is very rich and he has got 10,000 of years living condition anything at all, how happy I am. For 10,000 years I shall be able to gratify my senses. The kunis are like that. They want actually sense gratification, but they want higher standard of sense gratification. That is where we are. Economic development in this planet. What is this economic development? That means if we get more money, then we shall be able to gratify our senses more perfectly or more satisfactorily. That actually, either you become Karmi, as be Karmi, they are all on the platform of sense gratification. So one is going down and one is going up. So Narada Muni says that tasvaja heta prajadita kovida kovida nalabhate jad samatamu parajada. You should try. One should try to achieve that thing which cannot be gained even by going up or going down. Up means upper planetary system, and down means lower planetary system. And Bhagavad Gita also confirms this. Bhutam gacchanti sattvasva. There are three modes of material nature. Those who are situated on the modes of goodness, they are promoted to the higher planetary system. And Ultam gacchanti sattasya, madhye tishtanti rajasa. There are seven, according to Vedic information, there are 14 different spheres of planetary system. Seven down and seven up. So we are in the middle. This is called Bhūloka. Above this there is Bhūloka. Above that, there is Sargaloka, heavenly. The moon planet and similar other planets in the orbit, they are called Sargaloka. Bhūloka, Bhūloka, Sargaloka, then Janaloka. Janaloka, great friendly persons, after death they go to Janaloka or Mahaloka. There is Sattva-loka or Brahma-loka. In this way there are seven planetary spheres, similarly down also. Tal, Atal, Nital, Talatal, Prathatal, Tata. They are also there. Down, 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 down. The lowest down planetary system is called Tata. So here Narada Muni says that try to achieve that thing which is not gained, even if you go to the highest planetary system, or if you go to the lowest planetary system. How do you remain in this planetary system? But that means, going up means to be situated in the most of goodness. Buddhangatthu-sattva-sattva, those who are situated in the mode of goodness, they can be elevated to the higher practices. Madhya-tikkandhi-rājasa, those who are in the modes of passion, they remain within this world. And adhogacchandhi, jagannaguna-vittishtra, who's having itself very abominable. Jagannam means very abominable, hateful. One who is addicted to such hateful habits. Jagannaguna means adhogacchanti. Adhogacchanti means either they go down planetary system or down living condition they have any. But like animals, they are jagannaguna vittishtha. They can die down anywhere, they can eat anything. They have no sense that it is not good.
I am doing this. There are no threats. Just like tree. We go sometimes in the jungle. A tree is standing for several thousands of years, but it has no sense. Oh, I am standing like this. Hello? These are the birth of Jagannaguna with Krishna Rugasanti. If our character and behavior is very low and abominable, then we are hurting such condition of life. But here Narayan says that there is another thing, which is neither a tree, either in the higher planetary system or lower planetary system. That means Pāpa-puṇya. You go to the higher planetary system by pious activities, and you go to the lower, less than human body or lower planetary system by pāpa or sinful activities. But Krishna says that don't be attracted by pious activity, neither go down to abominable condition of life. Simply capture me, mām ekam saraṇam. That is the whole instruction of Bhagavad Gita. He has also explained, ābrahma bhuvanā lokān punarāvattina arjuna mām upi katunti abhunarjanva navidyate. My dear Arjuna, even if you go up to the brahma loka, which is so much long duration of life, Krishna does not think that you go down. Of course, that is for the third class, first class of man. That is another. But even if you are first class man, and by your pious activity, you should go up to the Brahma Loka. So, punaravartina, you have to again fall down. Mahupeta Panta. But if you come to me, then there is no search. That is false. Mahupetakontya punajanmana vidyate. Then you haven't got to come here and again take one. Nagmanya is the same thing. This is the paramparasya. So sayo heta prajatita kovida nalabhate jat samatam uparishya. Talabhate dukkha vadanna prasutam kalina sattatra. The nature's law is acting. So, you don't try for being elevated to the highest standard of life or highest planetary system. There is no need of wasting your energy in that. So higher or lower, that will come. That will come. Love. Just like we try to become happy or peaceful. But by circumstances we are put into unhappiness. Disturbed condition of life. Nobody asked for it, but we are sometimes obliged to accept it. Similarly, by without your endeavor, if you can be put into distressed condition of life, why not without your endeavor you may be put in the happy condition of life? So don't try to be elevated in happy condition of life or distressed condition of life. Try for Krishna consciousness. Then your energy will be properly utilized. This human form of life is so important that in this life only we can try to execute Krishna consciousness. In the higher planetary system, that's like Jamalarjuna. That story is narrated in our book, Krishna. Jamalarjuna. There are two sons, Nalakube and Manikgriva, two sons of Kube. Kube is supposed to be the treasurer of the heavenly planets, a very rich man's son. So they were enjoying swimming in a very nice lake in the Sivaloka. That description is there. And with young girls and intoxicated. So they forgot that they are demigods and they are naked. To become naked is the most uncivilized way. In the Vedic system, nakedness is here, high Vedic system. Suppose if you go naked on this street, immediately you will be punished. You cannot say that I have got my independence. I can, no. Against the etiquette. So these boys, Nalukuve, they were intoxicated and naked and were enjoying swimming with other girls, and Narada was passing through that way, and he saw, oh, they have fallen into such abominable condition. They are forgotten that they belong to a very respectable family, and I am passing here. So they were cursed. Not cursed, they were given the benediction by a devotee. And a man is cursed or given benediction. It's the same thing. Just like these boys, they were cursed to take bath of the tree who has no sense. Tree is naked, or an animal is naked, but they have no sense. But if a human being becomes like that, then he is considered uncivilized. So, Narasimha says, that kalena sadvatta gaviradam sa. We should try for Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, even if we go in higher standard of life, sometimes our consciousness is so degraded that two sons of Kuve, although they got the body of many gods, they still have to come down. To take the birth of the life of trees, Jamaraj. So there is every chance of fall down. Why there are so many species of life? Why you are thinking that our life is guaranteed? We shall continue like this. This is called ignorance. Any moment, this standard of life, this comfortable standard of life may be lost. For Narada says that everyone should try to achieve that benefit of life which is not available within the 14 worlds, 14, different types of planetary system. So Narottamdas Thakur has captured this idea and he says, Golokera Pramodhana Harinama Sankita. This Harinama Sankita, this Krishna consciousness movement, is not anything of this material world, either of the higher planetary system or the lower planetary system. It is Golokera Pramodhana. It is a happy mood, not this mood of passion or goodness or ignorance. The happy mode imported from Krishna Loka, Golok, therefore it is transcendental. It is not of this material. Golokera Premodhana Harinama Sankirtana Rutina Janmila Marata. And so unfortunate that this Harinama Sankirtana, this Krishna consciousness movement is imported from Goloka Vrindavan, transcendental platform. Rutina Janmila Marata, but I have no attraction for this. Bhishaya Vishanale Divanisi Hyajat. Although I am suffering always with the anxieties of this material adjustment of things. Bhishaya Vishanale Divanisi Hyajat. Torivare Nakoimupa. Torivare means there is way to get out of this anxious status of life. But I have no attraction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says like that. Enesi ausadhi maya nasivarala. I have brought a nice medicine to kill the spell of maya. So you take it. So Narada Muni also says the same thing, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what Nathan Das Thakur says, what Krishna says, this is a parampara system. And he says that don't be having to very much anxious how to adjust your material comfort of life. Let it come as it is destined. You simply try to develop Krishna consciousness, because this consciousness is not available. In high primary system, just like this example, they have popped up with so much opulence. Now, it's like we are inviting, we are attracting middle class of them. Those who are too much rich in consideration of this, they are not attracted. They think that all right, this wise are chanting this is all right. Not, I don't think very rich man contributes. They are also middle class of men, they contribute something. So become too much rich, too much puffed up with opulence, like the two sons of Kuber, is another chance of being diseased. To remain a little poor is better condition for developing Krishna consciousness. Therefore, our duty should be not to become a very great man in the conservation of this materialistic man. If you earn, say, thousands and millions of dollars, become like a lucky Rockefeller or so, that will be a great estimation of this common materialistic man. But from spiritual point of view, such things are no wealth, unless such opulence is engaged in the service of the Lord. Otherwise, it is the cause of all love. So, Narada Muni says that just try to save people to take to this Krishna consciousness of man. Other things will automatically, whatever is destined by the laws of nature, they will get it. So there is no need of performing ritualistic ceremonies for being promoted to the heavenly planets or things like that. It's useless. What does it gain by that? You come down to it. So don't teach them that. Simply teach them to chant Hare Krishna. That will make their life successful. Thank you. Thank you.